Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Melissa Murphy, who is Design Center Manager at Johnson Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. Melissa, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thanks.
Good to be with you. I think it's been about 6 months or so since we've talked last. I love to talk to you because you're one of those retailers out there that knows how to sell fashion. We'll get into that in a minute. We are down here in Orlando at the Shaw Flooring Network Convention, and it's almost over. And I thought I'd ask you a few questions about this event. First, I should point out that you're on the dealer council, right?
I am. Yep. I am part of a 14-member dealer advisory council from across the United States and Canada.
How many years have you been on the dealer council?
This will be my fifth.
Okay. And let's talk a little bit about Columbia, Missouri and Johnson Paint and Decorating. It's just one store, right?
We are. We're a single store operation. We started out primarily as a paint store and then added in decorating sundries 50 or 60 years ago. So we're working on our 87th year of business. We enjoy being one large, one store, one shop operation.
So you don't even have flooring in your name, do you?
We don't have flooring in our name.
Uh-huh. And what percentage is flooring of your total business, do you think?
Flooring represents about 35% of our total revenue.
And business conditions, when you look at 2012 versus 2011, talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Boy, Kemp, we are just absolutely optimistic about what we're looking to see in 2013 and beyond. 2012 was a good year for us. It was nice and stable. It was good, steady growth from what we had incurred in the past few years. Columbia is a very, very strong community economically compared to some of the other markets that really had dips and swings in the past few years. But we have got very strong construction going on, both residentially and commercially. A lot of university, a lot of private sector business. So we are doing well on our own with those things, but we've got a lot of people moving into the community, which gives us a nice little target market of new customers coming in too. So we're excited.
Your whole process is to help people make the interiors of their homes more attractive, right?
Mm-hmm. You know, Kemp, that was something that's awesome to hear in the past few days in these seminars that we attended, which has been our whole mantra the whole way that since I've been there for the last 18 years, is that people aren't, they don't just wake up one day and say, hey, I want to go buy a floor. Hey, I want to go buy a can of paint. It's that when they decide they want to do it, that we're there for them. So they're not really into these big sales and promotions and gimmicks, as I call them. They just want to know that their friends that they trust down the street are going to be there when they're ready to make those large purchases. And so that's something that we've built our business on over the past 85 years and very strongly in the past 10 to 15 as we've become a major player in our community with floor covering and window treatments.
All right, so you've been at this show. You just mentioned a seminar. I've been very impressed with some of these seminars, some of these breakout sessions, all the research they've done, and I've talked about that in some of my previous interviews this week. But I wanted to talk to you about product a little bit. You've seen what they're rolling out. You know what your customers are looking for. Is there anything that they're rolling out here that you think you're going to be able to use back in Missouri?
Well, I wish I could pack it up in my suitcase and take it all back with me, because that's the worst part about coming to this show, is that you've seen it all and then it's not in your showroom when you get back there on Thursday morning. So Shaw has got some amazing introductions. First off, in the soft sides and carpet, they've got a new product called Caress, which is a super soft yarn. It's a product that I was maybe perhaps a little skeptical about in its conceptual phase, thinking about it as we talk about consumers wanting durability, durability, durability. And then you kind of change your train of thought and think about the consumers that are wearing linen jackets, that have leather shoes, that drive very fancy cars that require something besides 40-weight oil. And so when those are your consumers that are buying floor covering, they're buying fashion and they're buying style. And that doesn't always equate to being a 100-ounce nylon carpet that is rougher than heck to the touch. And so our biggest challenge will be to go back and make sure that we train our dealer salespeople so that they understand how that product really should be sold. So the patterns are wonderful. The solids are wonderful. They've got some twists that have really, really deep definition in them. And so we're really excited about seeing those. And I think there are probably a number of dealers here that look at that and go, oh, wow, you know, that's price sensitive. I'm not sure I have that market. And quite honestly, there will be a segment of dealers that don't need to be selling that. But for me and for other businesses that are in my like business, selling fashion and style to a consumer and not price, it's exactly what we needed at this time in the market.
You know, I know you interact with Emily Morrow. You know her, and I think she's done an excellent job, her and her team, on what these products look like. But let's go back to selling soft for just a minute. And you say your RSAs, your retail sales associate, they got to be trained how to sell this. Because there is that concern that these products are so soft that you're going to see footprints. The room, when you walk out of it, if you've really lived in it, and you turn around and look back at it, some people say it's going to look like an unmade bed. So how do you position that to a consumer so that they know what they're getting into?
Well, Kemp, first off, I'd qualify, I don't make my bed every morning. But, you know, I think that is part of that conversation we have to have with those consumers. I have not seen a carpet in a long time that hasn't footprinted. So the care and maintenance of those carpets, I think, is critical. I know that Shaw has done a whole lot of work on the back end in terms of research and development to make sure that this wasn't too soft, that we weren't pushing the envelope where we were selling a product that was going to be a potential issue to a customer, you know, as soon as it was installed. Is this a product for high traffic areas? No. You know, if you're talking about putting in a rental unit or something like that, where you're going to have consumers coming in there and spending a month at a time in a condo, where you're not being able to pay attention to what's happening to it, I don't think that's a smart use of material. If you're talking about a woman's living room, a master suite, rooms like that, you know, some of the textures and patterns that Emily has come out with, it's interesting because they're so progressive, yet they really look like they've got a very European influence to them, where they're heading back into, you know, into some really neat patterns and textures that we saw coming from textiles in the 1600s, 1700s, way back there. Really neat linear movements, and so geometrics and things like that. And I kind of wonder, I have no research to back this up, but you know how we've all kind of returned to our roots after the economy, so those patterns, Emily could tell us a whole lot more about that, but I think that that's kind of a subtle way of displaying that fashion in not such a showy way. You know, I think we went through a phase where it was really, things were, I would almost say tacky, you know, too printed and too put together, and this stuff is really timeless. So they've, hats off to her.
You know, we've seen carpet, the share of the surface in the home, you know, move to a point where I think it's probably flat right now as far as any shift. But do you think soft may bring the attractiveness of carpet back a little bit?
Well, I don't know if soft will bring the attractiveness of carpet back. I do think that soft will help, you know, as the percentage of soft surfaces in a home has declined, I think consumers are more willing to make that purchase be more special. So we talked 10 years ago, I was putting 300 yards of carpet in one single family home, and it isn't the case anymore. They may be getting 200 yards of carpet, but it may be in four different styles. There's 20 yards on the stairs, and there's 40 yards in a master suite, and so on. And so I think that it just makes that consumer be even more cautious about what they want to put in there and more discerning.
Okay, great, Melissa. Well, it's good to talk to you. We spent most of our time on carpet, but it's been a great conversation. Again, we've been talking to Melissa Murphy, who is the Design Center Manager at Johnson Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.